Five Questions to Help You Teach a Bible Passage by Ron Edmondson. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching. Someone asked me recently how I address a Bible passage in order to teach about it. I certainly don't claim to be an expert, but I do have a system. Of course, the process begins and ends with prayer, but God has wired me to think systematically, so I need a format that works for me in writing a sermon message. When teaching on a specific passage of Scripture, I consider five questions about the Bible text. Number one, what does it say? I usually look at several translations and, depending on the passage, may research the original words if needed. I want to know what the verse or verses say in a way that I can understand it. At this point, I attempt to understand the text within the context it was written: time period, location of writing, people to whom it was written. Number two, what does it mean? I always allow Scripture to interpret Scripture first. I like to use cross-references and word searches for specific words or phrases I may not understand or want to explore further, and at this stage I want to understand the passage in the context of the entire Bible. Number three, how does it apply to my life? Here I'm basically trying to decide how I can apply the truth in the text to the way I live my life, what changes I need to make in my life, how my life should be lived because of the truth in the text. This is where I use commentaries or other writings to help me better understand the text. I want to know how this passage, written so many years ago, has relevance for me today. Number four, how does it apply to others? Now I ask myself, how can the people listening to this message apply this text to their life? Although a text has only one true meaning, it can have multiple applications in a person's life. I try to consider as many of these as possible. I see a part of my job communicating as helping listeners connect the passage to their life, the changes that may need to be made, and how to live out the truth of the text in their life. Of course, the real teacher is the Spirit of God, but I also know God uses teachers to help people grasp biblical principles and apply them. Number five. How can I communicate so they will understand and apply it to their life? The final question is perhaps the hardest step for me, but equally important to the other steps. I want to teach in a way that appeals to different learning styles in the room, captures and holds people's attention, and engages them in the message enough that they will consider the message even after the message is delivered. The real win for me is when people enjoy a message as much as when they are willing to make changes in their life to live it. Now, obviously, once you do something many times, you start to form habits, and so I don't always think through these questions consciously, but basically this is the process I go through each time I preach. Also, it should be noted, because if I don't, someone will for me, that this entire process should be done in a spirit of prayer. My end goal is that God will use my limited abilities to communicate His truth.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angeltree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angeltree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angeltree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.